Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about driving tips for the winter and holiday season. This is part one of a two-part interview.
So talking about winter driving, it can typically end up with cars in the ditch and incidents and pileups, but more commonly on freeway traffic and so forth. But sometimes we can forget the basic tips and stuff when it comes to avoiding getting yourself in an incident during the winter. So when a winter storm has happened, what would you advise drivers should make sure to do before they go out on the road?
One of the first things that I do is use the Iowa DOT's website, and it's 511ia.org. On there, you can see what the road conditions are like. You can look at their traffic cameras that they have around the state. You can also get camera views from the plow trucks when they have plow trucks out too. So, you know, if you're planning a trip someplace and a storm has happened or is going to happen, it's a good idea to use that website and kind of look to see what the conditions are in the areas that you're going to be traveling so you can kind of plan ahead for your trip. Allow a little bit more time. I think a lot of times when we see accidents, you know, people, they don't prepare for their trip. They don't allow extra time because of the storm, and then they drive a little faster than they should, and that's where they end up running into some problems.
When you are on the road, let's say on your commute, or when staying off the road just doesn't seem to be an option, and you are driving during a winter storm, are there tips you would give motorists?
Well, you know, number one, I guess, evaluate that storm, and if it's bad enough, just stay home. You know, make sure that the travel is necessary. Make sure it's something that you really need to do and can't, you know, wait till later and till after things clear up. If you do have to drive, it's like I said earlier, you know, plan a little extra time to get there, drive slow. The acceleration and, you know, needing to stop quickly, you know, is a lot of times where you see some people having some issues with their driving. So just, you know, pay attention to that. The other thing, know how your vehicle is going to operate. You know, for the young drivers, you know, make sure that you know how your vehicle is going to respond when you're driving in those conditions. Don't wait for that first big snow to maybe take a trip, maybe get out there. Those young drivers should probably get out there with their parents, maybe in a snow, and get some experience in town to figure out how that vehicle is going to respond. Some of the things you should do, you know, once you're out there on the highway, make sure you're following distances a little bit further back than what you normally would under normal conditions, because it's going to take you longer to stop. If that person in front of you starts to slide or something like that, then you're going to need a little bit of extra time to make sure that you get stopped in time.
Anything you would say drivers should not do during a winter storm?
Well, kind of the opposite of what I just said. You know, I mean, driving too fast is going to get you into trouble. You know, applying your brakes too quickly, evasive actions while you're driving is not going to respond the same way it would on dry pavement. So, you know, those are all things that you shouldn't do, because if you do any of those, you're probably going to end up having some issues. Once you start sliding, it's kind of hard to correct that. And that's where you see people either sliding into the ditch or at least getting maybe stuck on the edge of the roadway or something like that. So check your speeds. Make sure, you know, you're not braking too hard, because your brakes are not going to be effective when they're applied that way.
Cruise control?
Do not use cruise control. Yeah, you shouldn't be using cruise control on snow or icy roadways. That is not something that's going to put you in a good position to move down the road.
Can you describe what can happen when you are on a slick roadway and what happens when you are on cruise control?
So on cruise control, your vehicle is going to decide when to accelerate, and you're not necessarily going to know when that's going to happen. So when you're not using cruise control, you know when you're hitting the gas and things like that. But, you know, on cruise control, it could make your vehicle, you know, speed up because you have it set, and then that can make your vehicle respond without you knowing that it's going to happen. So that's why it's important not to use cruise control while driving on snow or slick roadways.
Mm-hmm. That was the first half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about driving tips for the winter and holiday season. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.